CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale. And today we're talking with Melanie Cutting. Now, today, Melanie won't be talking about movie reviews. She will indeed be talking about the writing group here in the townships right here, right now. And Melanie is quite involved. So welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. It just seems weird to be speaking to you on a Friday.
That's true.
Yeah, I am just going to spend a moment or two talking about something that my colleague Jan Draper addressed the other day, and that is the Right Here, Right Now program, which is part of Bishop's University Lifelong Learning Academy. And we are doing something kind of special, this which will actually come to fruition in next year, early part of next year, but we're beginning now. And it is an ebook and also eventually a paperback called Looking at Life Under COVID-19, in which we're compiling a collection of works that explore the themes of hope and resilience during these exceptional times, which we're obviously living through. So next summer, summer 2021, it will be published as an ebook and a paperback, whatever suits you. So, do you like to write? Do you have a story to tell? Are you a poet, an essayist, a short story author? Are you artistic? All genres are welcome. Fiction, memoir, haiku, flash fiction, photography, drawings, paintings, and so on. So as you can tell, it's both literary, like writing, and artistic, drawings and photo, and so on. So Right Here, Right Now invites aspiring and established authors and artists to submit written or visual works to be included in the book. And here's some examples. Perhaps snapshots of daily life under quarantine, examples of human resilience in these extraordinary circumstances, what got you and your family through dark days, or maybe a piece about, and I love this, I didn't make it up, I think it's perfect, or maybe a piece about explaining to an alien why they can't invade our planet without wearing their masks. These are just a few ideas, and we'll have the first of what will likely be several workshops via Zoom coming up on Tuesday, November 17th at 7:30. And the focus of this one will be to learn about, get some really deep dish information about this project, the Hope and Resilience Under COVID-19 project. So at the Zoom meeting on Tuesday evening, you'll meet the project leaders, hear about the project, where to get inspiration from, relevant workshops, and how to submit. Sorry. And there will also, of course, be Q&A for any questions you might have. So what I'm going to do now, and unfortunately I was advised that I actually couldn't put this in print, so you may have to take down get a pencil and paper out and write down the coordinates for the, actually I won't give you all the coordinates, I will tell you the Zoom meeting is on Tuesday, November 17th at 7:30 p.m. In order to get the coordinates for the meeting, you will need to contact Jan Draper, who is the project coordinator, at the following address, jan_whwn@yahoo.com. Again, jan_whwn@yahoo.com. And Jan is looking forward to receiving many email requests for the Zoom meeting. Another way to do this is through Rebecca Welton, but I think rather than confuse people, I will just say contact Jan, and she will give you the Zoom meeting coordinates. So once again, this is really kind of the launch workshop for the Hope and Resilience Under COVID-19 project. It's a really good idea to participate this coming Tuesday at 7:30 if you can. If you can't, there will be other ways to get the information, but this is a start and it's very interactive, as Zoom workshops tend to be. So please, we hope to see and hear from you on November 17th, Tuesday at 7:30. Contact Jan Draper at the email address that I just gave you to get the specifics about how to access that particular Zoom workshop. So I think that's about it for me for now.
Okay, well, sounds very exciting, Melanie. So this is not just for people who want to get involved in writing. It would be also for somebody with art or interested in photography.
There's that theme, though, just a reminder that it's not just, well, I'm going to send in a pretty picture. There has to be, somehow related to the theme, which mm-hmm. is hope and resilience under COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thanks very much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All the best.
That's it for now.
Okay, bye.